All right, here we go. Okay, Jeff is back at WKKG. Now, we're going about to talk about barbecue, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
Now, which one are we talking about, Jeff?
We're talking about the 12th annual Smoke on the Square.
So you done 12, man. They must be working out okay.
Working out pretty good.
So what is Smoke on the Square?
Smoke on the Square is the Community Center of Hope's biggest fundraiser, which is a barbecue competition where we bring teams in to compete for trophies, prizes, and we will be selling food under the shelter house. We'll have pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and hot dog meals.
Ooh.
We'll have a headliner band of Night Owl Country Band on Friday.
Oh, yeah, there's CDs yeah. right there.
There
they
you
come
go.
By here and say hi.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll be selling food that evening from 4 till sellout. And then Saturday will be 11 a.m. to sell out. And we have two more bands on Saturday, Burma Shavers and Southern Rhythm. So we're going to try to, you know, draw folks in. The smells will get them, and they can purchase some food, and the community center will thrive.
Okay, I got it. All makes sense now. So there's a competition going on, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the judges go around, they sniff the food, and they taste it, and they decide who's the best and all that?
Well, a little more than that. It's actually blind judging, so all the teams
blind.
Will have it. Oh, yeah, the teams actually get numbered containers. They turn it in, the numbers get changed, the judges judge it, completely blind. Nobody knows whose is who.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
you had to figure that out, didn't you?
We did. We had to. We had to
be serious. This is Jimmy's. We already know it.
Yep,
so
nope, can't
I
do that.
Like him. I'm going to give him a good grade. Oh.
Yep, we definitely don't do that because there's a lot of prizes and trophies involved, and these teams take it serious. I mean, it's like a living for some of them.
It's objective now, not subjective. That is great. So who'd you bring in here with you with her arms in front of her?
Oh,
right here?
My fiance Ivana was hanging out today. She kind of wanted to see what this was all about.
She did! Ivana, what do you think about all this?
It's pretty awesome.
So that's your fiance?
Yes, sir.
So you proposed to her?
I did.
How'd you do it?
Oh, I completely surprised her. We was at a
Boo!
We was at a motorcycle event
uh-huh.
and called her up and put her right on Front Street in front of everybody and just did it.
And she said yes.
Well, I was hoping with the amount of people that are there, she wouldn't have the nerve to say no.
Pressure.
You know. Yeah, pressure. Pressured her into every bit of it.
You were going to say yes anyway, right?
Yes.
He didn't have to do all that. He could have just done it right now. Here at WKKG, I want you to marry me, man. You said yeah. It just didn't matter, did it?
Didn't matter. Hook, line, and sinker.
Okay, now listen. Now, this thing that's coming up next weekend, how do we find out more about it if we don't know anything about this?
If you don't know anything about it, you can go to hopebbqcontest.com, or you can follow us on Facebook at Smoke on the Square, or you could always call me or the community center in Hope, and we will get your questions answered and hope to see everybody there. And don't be nervous. If you're a new team that wants to come out and play, sign up and have some fun.
Oh, so you could still sign up.
You can sign up till the day of. You just may not get all the benefits of early sign up. You know, we get t-shirts made for everybody, but, you know, we have had last minutes.
Does bring in the donuts from Donut Central give them an edge from the judging?
Well, I mean, I'm always up for some free donuts, so they can bring whatever they want.
Because they brought it by, and I had two already.
Hey, we try to please.
Thank you all for coming by.
Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.